Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your host, MP, with you on a Tuesday morning. Our buddy Will Brinson drops by every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Happy to have him. CBSSports.com. Follow him on social media by his name, at Will Brinson. Will, did you go to South Bend this weekend?
No. I went back in 2017 when NC State had a much better team. It's an awesome experience. Like, Notre Dame fans are really nice. They're like, yeah, great to have you. Glad you're here. We're going to pummel you with, like, 7 touchdowns. We had a really good team that year, but they had Quentin Nelson and Mike McGlinchey on the offensive line, and they just ran through us. But it was cool, you know, drinking illegally spiked coffee while Jesus stares at you.
I was just thinking during the break, we really, the three of us, need Vegas again ASAP. We need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been a while. Been way too long.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else needs Vegas. This is a nice little segue for you. The Kansas City Chiefs need Vegas. They need Vegas coming to town. Because they, I think that line gets to 14, by the way.
Would you lay it?
I would lay it now at the 11.5. Because, I mean, it's already up to 12 in a lot of spots. Yeah. I think you saw the Chiefs, so they get to 3-3. They beat the Lions on Sunday night. I know I said I think I loved the Lions early last week. I eventually came back around and took the Chiefs in Circa Millions just like because it was insane leverage because most people were on the Lions. That worked out. And the Kansas City's defense is playing really well. They get Rashee Rice back. And Mahomes, you saw in that interview after the game, you know, they're not like, oh, happy to be 3-3. Chris Collinsworth referenced how a lot of people in the Chiefs organization say they feel better about their team 6 weeks in this year than they did last year when they were winning every game, by the skin of their teeth. This team to me looks like a possible just truck stick situation against the Raiders because the Raiders beat up Tennessee. Tennessee's a terrible team. They get the coach fired. Now you go to Kansas City, and Kansas City, after this like slow start, they really don't have any bad losses. Suddenly, you look at them and you're like, all right, you're one game back in the division. You are getting your best receiver back. You've had these other guys kind of step up and fill in, like a Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, I mean, like, just guys that you just shouldn't be on a championship caliber like starting roster. And I just think they're primed to like lay the absolute wood on the Raiders.
Let's talk about the best in the NFL. Because I think that's a decent transition where we are with the Chiefs because they are right there. As far as Super Bowl odds, at most books, they're either co-favorites with the Bills or they're just a hair behind them. So the Bills go into the bye after bad loss last night on the road. Bills are still, let's call them the favorite, and then the Chiefs right there as the second favorite. And then you look at the rest of the top five. Okay, Packers won, fine. They kind of slept walk through a game after a bye week, unimpressive against the Bengals, even though they won comfortably, if that makes any sense. The Lions lose, questions about the defense after the performance against the Chiefs, and then the Eagles are still in the top five, even though they look awful right now. Like, which teams are, border, let's say, borderline great besides the Chiefs?
Well, all right. So we were having this conversation last night on a text thread with myself, you know, our pal Nick Costos, Pete Prisco, Jamie Eisenberg. It's like, who's good? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is rightfully, even though I think Baker Mayfield would be the MVP if we voted today, Patrick Mahomes is rightfully the favorite to win MVP now because the Chiefs are starting to trend in the right direction. Mahomes is starting to play at an extremely high level. And, you know, it feels like their offense might take off with Rashee Rice back. As for, like, who's good? I mean, I still think the Rams are a good football team. I know they lost to a completely depleted Niners team, you know, however long ago. And they didn't, like, blow out the Ravens, but they didn't really need to. That's kind of their style. I think the Colts are good. I mean, I don't know. In a year where there's not a ton of elite teams, like, no, there isn't a single team in the NFL right now that you could say, like, you're like, I am, I mean, like, for survival, whether it's survivor purposes or just like, you know, like money line to bet your life on. I don't know there's a team in the NFL that you would, you know, if you put them up against a good opponent that you would feel entirely confident they're going to go out and win. Maybe the Chiefs. I think Tampa's a really good team, but they're so depleted by injury on both sides of the ball. The receiver, you know, Tez Johnson is going to be their wide receiver one maybe this week. I mean, that's a tough spot going into Detroit. The Eagles, you know, the metrics don't back them up as a great team. I think there's just not a lot of great teams out there. I think it's a really condensed portion of the NFL that just doesn't have that upper crust. Like we've seen in recent years where there, you know, you knew like about 6 weeks into the season. Now, you didn't know who was going to be in the conference championship game, but you had a really good idea of the 4 to 6 teams that were going to be there at the end. And, you know, as good as Buffalo has been, I mean, they lost 2 straight. And, you know, to teams in the Falcons and the Patriots that – I think the Patriots are a good team, by the way. And, I mean, I would alt their overs, team total overs. This week. Yeah, you got a dead cat bounce.
Oh, yeah, game. Brable. Yeah, yeah.
You got a dead cat bounce game for the Titans. Yeah. But I mean, like, Mike Vrabel would love to put 50 on the Titans. Now, I don't think he'll do it at the risk of like injuring his guys if the Titans just score 3 points. But I don't think he's going to stop scoring until it's way, way, way out of hand.
Yeah, I had a buddy who was telling me for weeks Vrabel is going to light them up. And I think he said, what, stomp a hole in their head, Joe, was the quote that we talked about yesterday. But then I texted him as the news was coming out about Callahan, and he's like, abort mission. I don't know why he said that, but he feels like with Callahan out of the way, it's not as personal. I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
No, I still think it's very personal with ownership. Like, I think that's the key there. It's personal with ownership for Vrabel. You know, it's not like Brian Callahan orchestrated some, you know, like outside job to take out Mike Vrabel. Right. I mean, you know, Brian Callahan just came in and got handed the gig and was just way in over his head. Now, I think if you had an Antonio Pierce or, you know, like some sort of like hype man type interim coach, I would be a little worried about laying the 7 with the Patriots. I think they're going with Mike McCoy, who is not a hype guy. You know, he's been a head coach with the Chargers, pretty underwhelming. Has done some good work with quarterbacks in the past. I think it'll be an improvement from the game day management perspective for the Titans. I'm just not sure they can do a whole lot against, you know, this Patriots team that's great against the run. The Titans offensive line has been really bad. Brian Callahan leaving the team was no brainer because they fired his son, but I don't think him leaving is going to help the offensive line. The Patriots should get after Cam Ward, just create some turnovers, and I don't think the Titans will slow down the Patriots at all. This Vrabel is going to want to hang 50 on this Titans team. And if he can do it, he will without like compromising the safety.
And I think those players are going to be motivated to do it for him. You know, they're going to rally.
By the way, this is like now, it's not back to back, but like, so Drake made revenge game against the Panthers.
Yeah.
No, I just mean revenge games. Like Drake May against the Panthers. He pulled out the Cam Newton celebration because he stopped being a Panthers fan when they cut Cam Newton. Then you get the Stephon Diggs revenge game. No real revenge against the Saints, but now you get the Mike Vrabel revenge game. I think, like, Stephon Diggs, in the same way that Vrabel knew that Diggs wanted revenge against the Bills, I think that Diggs knows that Vrabel wants revenge against the Titans, and he will help him get that.
Yep, for sure. With Will Brinson, CBS Sports, right here on Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. All right, Sunday Night Football. Atlanta, San Francisco. Atlanta looked good last night at home. They surprised, but the number was dropping down. It was down to 3.5 at some spots. They still win, pull off the upset over the Bills. Short week for them. Now they go to San Francisco. But now the Niners don't have Fred Warner. Now they lose this guy after losing Bosa and all the players on offense. Niners are laying 3. We don't know the quarterback, but they're still laying 3. What do you think?
Yeah, I would be inclined to back San Francisco here. I don't think you need to rush to the window and do it. You see the juice favoring the Falcons. They're probably going to take I would think the public would generally react to what they saw last week and to the injury news on San Francisco and lean towards the Falcons. The problem here is, by the way, bye week teams last week, 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread. Just worth noting as we move forward. There's always injuries in the NFL, but it feels like a lot of key injuries, particularly like defensive guys this season. Atlanta's just kind of been a different team away from home. And, you know, we do have a situation. I mean, I don't think it's a Kyle Shanahan per se, but like Kyle Shanahan has done an incredible job scheming up his team in spots where, you know, they might not have been in the best position to win. So I will take Kyle Shanahan. It sounds like George Kittle's supposed to practice. George Kittle matters a lot to that offense. Like, he's a guy who is, you know, not the best blocker, but he's the best blocking pass catcher. And when they do that play action stuff, he's able to fake like he's blocking, roll out. I mean, it's just part of that Kyle Shanahan scheme. He's kind of the fulcrum of that offense, in my opinion. So if you get Kittle back, I think that's a big deal. The Fred Warner thing is massive, of course. But I would be inclined to lay the 3. The total is kind of interesting. That's pretty high. I think that speaks to the Warner stuff, and maybe they're expecting Penix to keep playing well. He just hasn't been the same quarterback away from home, and that worries me a little.
We do this segment every Friday called Where's the Room, and we basically showcase who the public is on, college and pro. Paul is banging the table for Monday night. He knows it. I think I agree with him. You know the public's going to pound Tampa at Detroit, catching 5, 5.5, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably, yeah, which is crazy because the Lions are, like, such a popular public team. But, you know, I was talking with my guys that we do the Circa Millions with, 4-1 last week, no big deal. And the Lions, like, Baker, we didn't want to back the Bucs just laying 3 because it feels like the spots you want to take Baker in are catching more than – like, if you're backing Baker catching more than a field goal, you just feel really good about him finding a way to get down the field and have a look to win late or, to, you know, to cut it to 3. So, yeah, I think the public will want to back Baker. The issue is who's he throwing to? Because if Emeka Ogbuka is out with a hamstring injury, and we don't know his status for this game yet. I mean, if Mike Evans is out and Chris Godwin's out, we don't know their statuses either. Like, I mean, who is he? He's throwing to Tez Johnson. And it's banged up as a Lions secondary is. I mean, you see the total 52.5. People expect, you know, Vegas expects the Buccaneers to score and expects the Lions to score. I think it's a shootout. And I mean, gun to head right now, if it's a shootout, if it's going to be that of a high scoring of a game, and you think that both teams are pretty vulnerable to the pass, if you give me back Baker back any of his weapons, I'm probably, you know, eyeing the Bucs as well. But this is a game where the Lions could get a lead and really just force Baker to be one-dimensional. I think that's pretty problematic for the Buccaneers.
Role reversal, if I can speak. We liked Carolina at home, getting points against Dallas. They pull off the upset.
Yep.
Now you go on the road, and now you're laying points at the Jets. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you look at the Panthers, this is one of the toughest games of the week, because I think the Panthers will be, I thought they were going to be the trendy dog, right? But if you look at the Panthers schedule, I don't want to call this a must win game. It kind of is. They're at the Jets. Then they get the Bills off a bye at home in week 8, at the Packers in week 9. And then two divisional games, Saints and Falcons. Falcons on the road, which is a tough spot. And they already beat them once before they get the Niners and the Rams. So, like, you kind of have to go win this game if you want to be in that NFC South and NFC, you know, wild card mix at all. And at 3-3, they're just in the mix, even if we don't think they're necessarily that good a team. But they're top 10 in yards per play over the last three games on offense. And defensively, I saw the stat from Joe Person of The Athletic. They are, I'm just bringing it up so I make sure I get it right. The 50 rushing yards are the second fewest allowed in a two-game stretch in the Panthers' 31-year history, trailing only the 45 they gave up to Washington and Dallas during the 2015 season. So you have Derrick Brown playing awesome football in the interior. They're getting a little healthier on defense. They're stopping the run. And now they get a team that had negative 10 passing yards last week and is likely without their best receiver in Garrett Wilson. So it's like, If J.C. Horn can lock down Josh Reynolds, you just spy Justin Fields. How are the Jets scoring against the Panthers? And the Jets' defense is awful. So I think the line movement is correct. I wouldn't want to lay 3 with the Panthers, but I'd probably be inclined to back the Panthers as a short favorite, even though it goes against everything, you know, you should possibly want to do as an NFL bettor, which is take a crummy Panthers team with Bryce Young, who hadn't played that well, on the road laying points.
9 sacks, 9 completions for Justin Fields. I think that's pretty bad.
I mean, they stink on offense.
Yeah, awful. Well, Brinson, thank you so much, man. We'll talk next Tuesday, all right?
All right, guys. See you next week.
First look at Survivor for the upcoming week and Penn State's next head coach. We've got the odds. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.